Democrats challenged more than 100 of Underheim's signatures last week, many on the basis that they were gathered by felons. Underheim corrected enough by the Elections Board meeting Thursday to stay on the ballot, but Democrats filed yet another protest. They said an additional 32 signatures had been gathered by two other felons. Board members who sided with Underheim ultimately decided this latest protest was filed too late, although they did refer it to the DA's office. After the meeting, Underheim called the Democrats' complaints partisan-driven conjecture.
They are trying very hard to obfuscate the issues by talking about nomination papers. And the question is, how will the media cover this race? Will there be a race that talks about issues, or will there be a race that talks about nomination papers?
The felons and possible felons in question were all supplied by temp agency Labor Ready of Madison. Republican Party of Wisconsin spokesman Chris Lotto says the state GOP hired Labor Ready the night before signatures were due. He says it's the first time in his knowledge the party has worked with that temp agency. Democratic Party attorney Mike Mastelman said Underheim's methods call into question his base of support.
You don't need to hire felons if you have the support of the people. You have your supporters circulate nomination papers. They obviously didn't have the support, and they had to go hire a temp agency. Unfortunately, there were a number of felons at the temp agency.
Unless Underheim's candidacy is blocked by a court, the board's decision means there are four candidates running for state superintendent of instruction, including incumbent Elizabeth Burnmaster, University of Wisconsin-Whitewater Professor Paul Ybarra, and Black Earth shop teacher Todd Steltzel. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.